This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Huge crowds gathered Monday in Tehran to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
In their hundreds of thousands, Iranians thronged to the streets of Tehran on Monday for the funeral of their military commander, Qasem Soleimani. 4 days after he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq, finally a chance to say goodbye. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led prayers at the funeral of Soleimani and others killed in the strike. Since authorizing the killing, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran will be targeted again if Americans or American assets are attacked.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's role in the region. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
This statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the U.S. killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakili.
In the wake of the airstrike, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were five, 6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
From Washington, this is VOA News. As lawmakers